RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground? when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound.
Yes, the great Johnny Cash. Unfortunately, we need to pot him down. Now, folks, please forgive us. Yes, we're getting a little start. First of all, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network. 3 to 5 Mountain Time and 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in right here and join me on Republic Broadcasting Network. This first hour, we're looking to have Roger Landry join us. We're hoping that will happen. We believe it will happen. We've, as you notice, it took about 7 minutes for us to finally get in. We were having a little technical issues, as you may have been able to tell, but I believe we're going to get those squared away. This is Talk with John, and we're going to have Roger Landry joining us here in a few minutes. But in the meantime, I do have a few things that I want to cover with him, and I will be mentioning to you, the audience, a few of those things that I want to hit. But first, let's get this show off to a real proper start. Let's make John Stadtmiller proud. So, today is December 4th, Saturday, December 4th, 2021, and it is 3:08 Mountain and 4:08 Central, and I want to give my opening show prayer, as it were. No need to bow your head, close your eyes, it's the prayer of my heart. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, may it be an acceptable token to our Father above, and I'm also going to say to John Stadtmiller, where there is liberty, then let's hit the show mantra. Where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. Yesterday, last several weeks have been challenging for me. Last week, I didn't even do my show, as you know. I've been fairly sick. The previous show, I cut it off about 40 minutes short and went to a best of. Today I feel pretty good, other than just tired and You know, when you're sick for about 2 weeks, it takes a lot out of you. And it's been a challenging week. I have some family stuff that's going on, and probably in the next week or two, I'll be sharing that with you. And frankly, a number you're probably like, I don't care. But it's been very much brought to my attention. We have responsibilities, as you know, the audience, as you know. I'm sure a lot of you have more responsibilities family-wise even than I do. I wish I was a better provider. I wish I was a better father. I wish I was a better husband, son, brother, grandson, all those things. But give it your effort. Okay, so Adam Roger now. Yes.
That was weird.
Roger Landry of the Liberty Beacon and TLB Talk. I'm sorry. Thank you for joining me today, and sorry about the technical difficulties that we've had.
Well, I really don't think it had anything to do with you guys. It's just I spend so much of my day jumping from one call to the next, I just decided that it had enough, and it wouldn't connect until I restarted my computer.
You know, sometimes it happens that way, right? Heaven knows. Yeah. Electronics are awesome right up until they're not working when you exactly want them to. And it's too bad it can't. It'd be nice if our electronics would come out and say, warning, in 2 hours and 5 minutes, you're going to need to restart the computer or else you're going to have issues. But
I don't know if you're aware of what I did for a living, but I was one of these technical people who traveled the world working on military equipment across the planet. So, yeah, I worked for Raytheon. I was part of the military industrial complex. And do I know that electronics can definitely be a good thing and they can definitely ruin your day? Probably better than most people ever will.
Probably. So, I can't remember if it was a conversation I had with the E-6 pilot, you know, from back in the carrier days back in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the E-6, the side-by-side sitters. I can't remember if it was a conversation I had or I read it, but I remember it was a story of I believe it's an RO, the radio officer, was having problems when they were up in their flight back in Vietnam, and they went through their checklist because it wasn't working right, and then the last thing on the checklist was kick it or hit it.
Yes.
And it got working again. So
yes.
I think our computers are a little bit more advanced than that. I remember when I was a young man, you know, I'll give my age away. I'm not afraid to do that. I'm 47. So probably like I was somewhere around 12. Yeah, I'm a kid. That's right. Yeah, probably have more gray than you do, though, Roger. And a TV, you know, we had those old tube TV that would take a minute to warm up, color TV. And I remember, you know, when it would have issues every once in a while, I'd just smack it. So one time, boom, when my mom said, don't smack. And then I smacked the TV and it busted. So hit it too hard. It died.
It got upset with you. Yeah.
It got upset with getting hit. So let's move away from technical difficulties and let's get to what's going on in the world. So the first thing that we hit, or the last thing that we hit the last time we talked was your last conversation with John Stadtmiller. And I don't know that we quite did it justice. If you feel we did, we can move on. But I do want to hit this. John, it's been revealed exactly how he passed away. I don't want to beat a dead horse for his family. If anybody has questions, you can go to our RBN archives, go to John Stadtmiller's show, and listen to last Monday when Steve Elkins, the great Steve Elkins, broke down what happened. And I'll let that information stand, and you can go find it in the first hour. He explains it right out of the chute, pretty much. But John, to me, for knowing him for a little over a year and a half and listening to him for a little over probably a year and three quarters, John was a mentor. And it's been awesome in the position that I am now, being part of his network that he founded. And I had him on a guest as on my show, on my local Utah show on K-Talk, that's on Mondays, 10 to noon locally, Mountain Time. And I had him on several times. And the thing that was awesome about John, as you know, is how much that man cared about his fellow, especially countrymen, and his fellow, and even a little bit more, his fellow conservative countrymen. Those of us that really are working very hard to see the truth, because it's so well hidden. But I don't know if you want to give any final thoughts on what he said and shared with you. If not, let's get moving on.
I can give a synopsis, but I don't want to go into detail because my last conversation with John would be misunderstood by a lot of people, especially if you don't have the type of relationship that you develop with him and I develop with him. I'm going to tell everybody listening, John and I talked for months, and then John made a decision. He got in his car, and he lived in Texas, and he drove to northern Arkansas, where I live, to look me right in the eye, to shake my hand, to talk to me one-on-one. Now stop and think about that, okay? We're talking about a 6 or 7 hour drive. We're talking about, I don't know, a couple hundred, at least 500 to 600 miles. But he was willing to do that because he felt that I could bring enough to the project to make it worth that trip, to ensure himself that I would be representing what he felt people needed to know in a fashion that would, I don't know, that would work with him. Do I hold that against him? No. As a matter of fact, I think that that is probably one of the most outstanding things that has happened to me in quite a while. When he showed up on my doorstep and I got a chance to shake his hand and sit down and look him in the eyes and have a discussion and have a conversation, one of the last things he said before he left my house was, "Now I know you." And I understood instantly. I did. But just before, a couple of days before, my last conversation with John, I think, had an inkling that something was going to happen because he was very worried. He was very nervous. He was in overdrive about not enough people stepping up to the plate. There are too many people that don't understand. There are too many people that don't know. And most of all, and he was actually angry when he said this, most of all, there are too many people that don't care. John worried about us. And I don't mean you and me. I'm talking about, like you said, humanity. He worried about us, and he worried especially about those who claimed to be conservative, those who claimed to be the holders of the torch, the providers of light, the protectors of the Constitution, the conservatives in America, and not even just America. John and I discussed a lot of different places across the planet. But yes, anybody who doesn't know, John did this for decades. John worked with militias. John worked with anything that he felt would be or would give we the people the advantage we needed to make this country ours again. Anybody who doesn't understand, you don't do something like this for almost 40 years if you don't truly believe in it. John wasn't fabulously rich. John didn't drive around, have a limo driving him around. John didn't have a private plane, but he darn right well did his show, and he got his message across. If he had to holler at you, he hollered at you. If he had to whisper to you, he whispered to you. The last conversation I had with John was 2 days, again, before he passed away, and his biggest concern was, are there enough people, literally, to save humanity. And that's about as far as I'll take it. But when I think about people who made an impact on my life, when I think about people who had the best intentions with respect to we the people, John's at the top of the list. He shares the spot with a couple of other people, but he's never going to be number two.
Well said. Well said. And let's go to break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Crazy, out of insane, out of my mind. Definitely, and I've been accused that of it many times, and you know what? I'm not even that worried about someone telling me that these days. When someone says, John, you're crazy, you're up in the night, put on your tinfoil, do you have your tinfoil hat on? I say, well, maybe not at the moment.
You know, it's never the people who have done their research that tell you that. It's always the people who fail to do the research or don't have the time or the inclination to do the research that jump to conclusions because it doesn't fit their narrative.
And I don't get it. I do not get it why people don't. And it's the people that are like, I trust my government. And sometimes I'm looking at these guys. It's, you know, it's someone all tatted up who's got their Now, it's much fewer often with someone tattooed. It's the squares, right? You could say of the old day that are like, I can't believe you think this, John. You're crazy. You're out of your mind. You're nuts. And I'm like, have you not read history? The history of our world is conspiracy. It's not. It's tyrants taking over and controlling things. We go all the way back to the beginning of knowledge of the world. But let's just jump to one of my favorite characters of history, William Wallace. We know very little bit about him because Bruce, I forget which Bruce it was, but of Scotland, didn't want a ton of information about William Wallace out because William Wallace wasn't exactly happy with Bruce. You know,
yes.
They got to stay in power and got to stay in control.
Well, so, you made a good point. Let me just interject a little piece here, okay? I'm going to tell everybody listening that John made a sterling point. It needs to be expounded on a little bit, all right? Tyrants throughout history are what set up society. Tyrants throughout history are what gave us our laws. Tyrants throughout history is what gave us acceptable society and not acceptable society. If there would never have been tyrants, there would have never been laws. Stop and think about that. Tyranny has been something we have dealt with and has been slammed down our throats through the entire history of humanity. It is through tyrants and tyranny that we built a civil society built on law. So you made a good point.
All right. Well, let's get to it. I want to hit real quickly. I find it interesting how the left is going out of their minds that there is a possibility that the Supreme Court may be turning over Roe v. Wade. And I'm not going to get into the weeds of Roe v. Wade and the abortion issue specifically with you, which I think is, for me, it is the number probably two issue, number one or number two issue facing America that's giving us the stain. But it's interesting that they're flipping out. They want this tyrannical top-down control as opposed to a constitutionally limited republic, as John Stadtmiller would state. Yeah. And a federalist system, meaning that the states are... The founders made, who I don't think in general were tyrants, as far from any tyrants that formed a government there ever was, they put together a system saying and trying to make it more difficult for tyrants to take control,
yes,
and making the states more powerful, which made the people more powerful. Now the left, who is always about personal liberty, no, it's we've got to force it from the top down. We can't let this go. I mean, they're so crazy that women were out there taking abortion pills on the front steps. What are your thoughts, Roger?
Again, this could be a subject we could discuss the entire show or maybe a dozen shows. So, yeah, I won't go into it deeply either. What we're looking at right now is a Supreme Court that has a conservative majority. Okay. They are worried.
Supposedly conservative.
Yeah. But again, this is what the public is told. Right. And this is what your blues, your liberals are so freaking panicking over is that it may be the end of Roe versus Wade. Now, if this is the case and it does happen, I'm going to tell you, and this is as deep as I'll go into this, if it does get overturned, you will see riots across this country again. What we are going to have to understand eventually, and that's all of us conservatives or all of us non-liberals, because some people don't identify as a conservative or a liberal, and that's fine. What we have to learn to understand is every time they're unhappy, they're going to make us pay.
I am.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
I think you're crazy.
Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, John. Kind of funny how that works. Right now I have joining me Roger Landry of thelibertybeacon.com and TLB Talk. So, and soon it will be just hopefully known as Talk. So, I know a few of those things. A couple things that I want to mention real quickly on Twitter. I just retweeted a picture of Thomas Massie's family Christmas card picture, I guess you could say. He says, Merry Christmas, and every single one of his family members is holding firearms, and some of them, I believe, are fully automatic. In fact, one of them, I believe, is a chain machine gun. And maybe even an Uzi. And that's his little daughter. Lovely. Thomas Massie, one of the great Americans right now. One of the great Americans. So, Roger, right before we went to break, you made a very stellar comment that we need to restate.
Okay, look, the lead up to this comment was, if we see an overturn of Roe versus Wade. What we may end up with, what I feel is not may, what I feel is going to happen, is that all of these big blue cities that have had riots over and over again over the last couple of years, you will see riots in these cities again. What we are looking at today is a totalitarian sect called Democrats, called liberals, called whatever you want to call them, progressives. This is what we're looking at. And this, they fully understand that Americans live in a comfort zone that most people on the planet don't live in. So in order to get our attention, if we don't do what they say or we do things against their will or their thoughts, they will punish us. This is what we're living through. We are living through a system whereby, and of course they won't take credit for it, but I could go through an entire show tying this all straight back to the Democrats, but that's what we will see. If we upset them, if we don't do what they want us to do, they will burn our cities, they will destroy our businesses, and people will die until we learn we need to toe the progressive line. And that'll never happen in this country. It will tear this country apart, and we will see a second revolution. But it will be a revolution of conservatives against progressives.
So let's hit Ghislaine Maxwell. Let's hit what's going on there. I find it very interesting that I don't know that we'll quite go in depth on the judge and her background.
Yeah.
But it is a media blackout on big portions of the evidence in that trial. The media is not being allowed to see it. And, I thought Biden had told us he was going to have a more transparent America. And I've been told that with a lot of confidence that New York is like one of the, and I believe it's happening, is it in the 5th District of New York? I can't remember for sure. But I've been told that in New York, they have one of the greatest group of prosecutors. And it just happens to be the lead prosecutor happens to be related to someone who, in my opinion, has severe ties to the deep
state. Hold on one second. Wasn't it the Fifth Circuit Court that put a hold on Biden's vaccine mandate? Pretty sure it was.
Okay.
That was the initial hold. Can't do that. All stop. So,
well, then I may be wrong on which group.
Oh, No. You're not wrong. What I'm saying is even a clock is right twice a day.
Well stated. So this Jane Doe's allegations of abuse by Maxwell and Epstein when she was 14, seeing Bill Clinton, it is to me one of the most draconian. This is the fact that that we don't have live cameras in this courtroom is a tragedy. And it goes to show, yes, there is a conspiracy by the elite, by the New World Order power brokers that will not let what they don't want out.
Again, you make such sterling points, which is probably why you're a very good host. But let's drag that out just a little bit further. You need to understand the people who have been associated over the years with Epstein. Now, I'm not talking about, if he's in a restaurant and somebody sits down and takes a picture with him or has a conversation with him. I'm talking about people who have flown to spend time on his island or his other mansions, which were basically set up for one reason and one reason only. Anybody who doesn't understand this, you need to get your head out of your butt. Epstein was a CIA and as well as a lot of other intel services, I'm sure, had their fingers in it, he was bought and paid for. The money he had, stop and take a look. Do some research and find out where he got all his money, okay? This guy was set up for one reason only. He was set up to capture these people in positions of authority and power, or people who will move into or were about to move into positions of authority and power. How did he capture them? He captured them by getting them involved with sex with minors. He captured them by getting them involved with sex with young girls, 14, 12, some reportedly as young as 10 years old, and young boys. This is not a joke. You've got senators. You have congressmen. You have people, I don't know, running countries.
Presidents.
Who literally, well, again, I did a little research into that, and I'm not going to go deep into that because that's not what it seems. But again, I'm not going to say who did and who didn't. What I am going to say is what his mission was. And okay, if so
let me bring up a couple of things.
Sure.
So Ms. Maxwell's father was buried on the Mount of Olives.
Yeah.
Not many people get to be prime minister. Had multiple Israel present and spoke at his funeral or the graveside. I can't remember which it was. And one of the statements that were made is the world will never know what her father for Israel. And I believe that man that made the statement also happened to be a leader of MI6 at one time. But I want to point out a couple of really interesting pieces that are going on here in America. U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan is presiding the case, and she was appointed and is a liberal favorite of the left. She was appointed by former President Barack Obama as a district court judge in 2011. Just recently, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer earmarked Nathan for a position within the 2nd U.S. District Court of Appeals, citing the woman's experience, legal brilliance, love of rule of law, and perspective as her qualifications. If she had a love of law and had, and I'm going to even say this, more perspective, don't you think she would put this information out and it would be seen on, I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse, we were worried. What do you got to worry about Maxwell? Are we going to have, if information gets out, are we going to have riots in the street that will break out? There's no concern for that. But Kyle Rittenhouse's trial is on TV for everyone to see, and if it doesn't go right, and the governor doesn't call out 500 troops, we have riots in the streets, let alone a man drive through a crowd at a Christmas parade. So my point is, what I'm getting at is, folks, to me, this is one of the number one signs that if you really want to look, the media isn't showing you information that really should be seen. And who is it that's putting her up for this? Right before this trial happened, her name, right as it's known, she's going to be made a second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judge, Chuck Schumer. You wonder if there might be some string pulling going on and a statement of, hey, you do what we want you to do, we get you this position.
If you stop to consider the people that may be, and again, I can't prove any of this, that's what these trials are for. But we do know via circumstantial evidence, via trips made to specific places, on whose plane, by who, for how long, and whistleblowers from the actual site having information. What we're talking about here is Kyle Rittenhouse is a tool. But if you go to these Epstein, and Maxwell are on trial here, both of them, regardless of whether it's Maxwell sitting in there, They're both in the hot seat. He just happens to be dead, so he's not going to get a whole lot of, I don't know, repercussion from this. But we're talking about big names. We're talking about names that run this country. We're talking about names of judges, famous judges. We're talking about, yes, presidents. We're talking about, so if this was made public, can you imagine the wrecking ball? And what I will tell you is this, a vast majority of those who would squirm the most and fall the hardest are liberals. Are there a few conservatives in there? Yeah, but I would tell you it's about a 5-to-1 ratio. And that pretty much works the way it does right now, considering that Congress screwed us over a couple of days ago when the Republicans helped the Democrats push something through. And then the Senate, the exact same thing happened, 69-4, okay, and 19 of those were Republicans. So again, there is no division between who can be trusted and who can't. Anybody out there who believes that if you're a conservative, you're God's gift to the planet, and if you're a liberal, then you're an enemy of mankind, is absolutely wrong. It is a huge stage, and people like Epstein were and Maxwell were put in place as control mechanisms, and they did a hell of a job.
Well, I'll tell you, I think one of the worst, if not the worst person in government right now is Mitch McConnell, followed shortly by Lindsey Graham. Personal opinion. Personal opinion. Two men that should know better. But I'm not exactly happy even with the number of my Utah representatives, especially Mitt Romney.
Well, they know if they want to stay there. I'm sorry, John, but they know if they want to stay there, they need the money. You cannot win an election, even a local election for a congressman or a statewide election for senator. You can't win them anymore unless you've got big bucks, and you can literally blanket everybody you wish to reach with media. I'm telling you right now, this is what we're seeing. This is the entire country today is being run from the top down. This is what John feared the most, and I agreed with him 1,000,000%. We are looking at top-down government. That's socialism. That's communism. That's totalitarianism. It isn't a constitutional republic. And any of you out there listening to this show who feel you still live in a constitutional republic, you're a moron. We need to get back there, but don't tell me that's where we are, because you're wrong.
Well, that hurt. That hurt. Roger, I'm a moron, because I believe that we live in a democracy.
No, we don't. We've never lived in a democracy. We live in a constant... Wait a minute, because you're right and you're wrong. Let me explain. We live in a constitutional republic, but how is our government run? Our government is run via the process of democracy, meaning the majority rules in a vote. So, yes, we're not a democracy, but we are a republic run via a democratic process. And what's that process called? Democracy. So anybody who says there's no democracy in America is an idiot. But anybody who says we are a democracy is also an idiot.
Okay. All right. One of these days we're going to hash out something. But let's get to we need to get to this, because you said, John, you told me what your number one thing was. So I want to bring up 2 points real quick, and then I'll let you run, and we're about 2 minutes away from break. John Knox, L.A. firefighter that started up Firefighters for Freedom, is going to be joining me next hour. And he told me that he was just given basically his papers of notification to not show up, and that they intend to let him go along with 200 of his other fellow firefighters, breaking a number of contract law, along with they are way understaffed. One, two, Pfizer. If I understand correctly, Pfizer asked the FDA to not reveal their trial information for
55 years.
55 hours.
No, years.
Whoa, years? Oh, my God.
55 years.
How many years? Was it 55 hours or was it 55 years?
55 years.
Oh, and you know what?
There is a law. There's already been a Republican who's put a law in, proposed a law, stating that this information needs to be turned over within 100 days. Screw 55 years.
It should be turned over. If a drug is taken to market, the information, as soon as it becomes available to doctors to prescribe, that information should be made public. And that should
be
55 years. It's going to be hidden from you, Jane and John Q. Public.
Yep.
What does that mean? I'll tell you what.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Yeah. Yeah, but let me give you the short synopsis, the Cliff Notes version. There's something being hidden from you, folks.
I have a few things that are being hidden from you, folks.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not exactly... I thought that music would be starting up like right now, so I apologize, folks.
Okay.
On the other side
I could sing for you.
You can sing for me? How about I start singing?
Sing. I could sing. You want music? I'll sing.
you dance as well.
I don't sing well.
So Sam says no, thank you. All right. So
I agree with Sam.
I will say this, folks. Bottom line is we need to know what Roger has to say on the other side of the break about what tyranny is happening with these shots.
But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, Republic Broadcasting Network. This is John of Talk with John here. Saturdays, 3 to 5 Mountain and 4 to 6 Central. You can join me right now. I'm joined by Roger Landry. We're just about out of time. We've got about, I think, 4 minutes left, and I want to hand that time back over to Roger. Real quickly, Roger, before we went to break, I mentioned how our loving government was willing to give withhold the information of Pfizer for 55 hours, and then you corrected me that it was 55 years.
Yes.
That might show the tyranny right there.
That not only should say a heck of a lot, but we need to stop and think about what's right in our face. And I have said this before on many shows, and I've written about it. What you people need to understand is you get a vaccine pass because you have been vaccinated. You've been vaccinated, which means you are not in danger of either getting or giving COVID. The truth of the matter is, and you can find this information on the Liberty Beacon, Pfizer and Moderna have already admitted that their shots do not keep you from getting COVID. Their shots do not keep you from giving COVID, as in being somebody who is a spreader. As a matter of fact, let me explain something to you, and this is on an article, at least a dozen articles on the Liberty Beacon, one we published today. What I'm going to tell you is an absolute fact. If you have been fully vaccinated, you could carry over 200 times the viral load of somebody who is not vaccinated. Stop and think about what I just said. So if you are fully vaccinated and you have your vaccine pass, what you're doing is proving to the world that you are a manufactured super spreader. If you think I'm lying to you, go online and research what I just told you, and it will knock you out of your chair. The most dangerous people to society today are not the unvaccinated. It is the vaccinated. They have the ability to spread this. And if you're going to ask me, well, if it doesn't keep you from getting it and it doesn't keep you from giving it, what good is it? Pfizer and Moderna flat out said it keeps you from being so miserable while you have it.
It supposedly cuts down on your symptoms and the severity of your symptoms.
It makes you feel better while you have it. But if you walk into a room full of people who don't have it, but they're all wearing masks, which don't work, you are the super spreader in the room, but you've got a pass the government gave you that allows you to go and get as many people sick as they want you to. And it's not from COVID-19. It is the transmissibility of the spike protein, which is a byproduct of the vaccine. And another article on the Liberty Beacon today proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the spike protein is causing massive heart problems in our younger generations, and it's only going to get worse. The damage being done by this vaccine, is this one vaccine, okay, one, is more than every single vaccine in the history of this planet combined.
But time. Yet, you and, better take and time's over.
I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear.
All right, well, there's the music. Roger, tell people how they can get to you on your platforms, and we'll let you go. Thanks for joining me.
TLVTalk.com and thelibertybeacon.com. That's the flagship site. There's five other news websites. Thank you, John.
Roger, God bless you, brother.
Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch...
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.